Hello?
Hi, Wendell. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Miss Tina?
I'm good, too. Thank you for asking. So you had a question about the text that you received regarding your domain expiring?
Yeah, that's what I see. I'm not aware of that because I received like a couple of texts from Local Splash. And I guess I hear your voicemail yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I say I send a text. I don't want to call because when I call, I get involved with too many people. That's why I send a text. I say, you might call me back.
Oh, I understand. You want to make sure that it was us. Okay. So let me explain to you what's going on. We have a website that we built for you, expresshomeinspectionservices.com. And
yeah,
we built that website on your domain, okay? So you pay us $49 a month for the hosting and the content of that site. So we're having trouble processing that $49 payment, which is why if you look at your site, there's a big orange banner at the top right now saying the information here is no longer being updated. But if the domain is expiring, that also means that whoever you got that domain from, probably the payment that you have to them to keep the domain is also not going through. So do you think the bank sent you a new card or something, and maybe that's what the issue is?
Yeah, it can be the card because I guess they send me the same number. Everything is the same. Maybe the year and the code on the back is different.
Maybe that would do it. Yep, that would actually cause the same problem. So let me ask you, Wendell, is it still the Visa ending in 3687?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Let me take a look for you. I just need you to give the expiration date.
Yeah, no problem. Just give me the new expiration whenever you get the card. No problem. I'll update it for you.
Yeah. Let me look this. Yeah, you say 3687, right?
Correct.
Okay, yes. The expiration date on that one is 0830.
8 of 30. And
yeah,
then the code?
512.
Yep, that's what it is. We had 8 of 27, so, and 570.
Yeah, that's one.
That's what it is. Okay. So now I will get your authorization and you'll be good to go with us. So that orange banner will come off your site within one business day. But please also contact whoever purchased your domain from and let them know also there's a new expiration date, because I think there's also the same problem on their end. Okay.
Yeah, because the thing is, everything in Local Splash, everything was relying on Local Splash because I didn't do anything. They are the one who bill. I don't know anything. They just say, I just pay like the monthly fee, and that's it. I did not do anything. I don't know who they bought the domain from.
Oh, so let me look in the notes and see, because typically when someone comes on board with us, if they don't have a website and they want us to build one, we'll just purchase the domain for them. But in your case, you wanted us to use your domain. So let me look from back when you signed up a year and a half ago, if it says, because sometimes it's a GoDaddy domain or it's a Wix domain that you had prior to working with us. So if that's the case, I'll tell you if it's in the notes so that you can contact GoDaddy or Wix or whoever it would be. And let's just see here. Let's interesting. I'm not sure if it is. It says in the notes that it's your domain, but when I look at all of the notes, it's not saying who it was from. So let me just, I'm going to ask, since you're on the phone, that department and see if they can tell me. Because if it's a domain that we purchased for you, then you don't have to do anything else. You're already set in paying that $49, so you don't have to call anyone else. But I just want to make sure because...
Yeah, because when I speak with, I have the note here. When I speak, I remember the name. Miss Gal, that's the one that was calling me when they do the advertising. I was talking with Gal. I just speak with her
You're
once.
Right. Yeah.
Since then, I never heard from her. That was that one I was speaking with. Then there was like a couple guy that was calling me from Local Splash.
Yeah.
And they charged me an amount of money. Then they say everything will be taken care of, building the website and everything. I don't have to worry about anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they want to do everything. I just buy the domain and then send it to them. No, the one thing that I know that I send to them is thing when it comes like to the business, the logo, and the note, that thing like that that I send to locals. So that I send basically to you when I pay you to the company, which is Local Splash.
Okay.
Yeah. But the domain, I don't know anything. I don't know where the domain coming from, who buy it, who do anything.
Right. Well, if we bought it, then you don't have to worry. That's just what I want to confirm in the notes, because sometimes someone wants us. Yeah, I still see here where it says website ordered, client does not have a website. The thing that's funny is when Gail put in the notes, if you needed a site, she put yes. And then when it says, do you want to use client's own domain, she put, please ask preferred. So I don't know what that means, please ask preferred. So maybe she was just saying give you some options so that you can tell us which one you prefer. But it doesn't make...
There was no, yeah, there was no option on that one, the one, because I remember since then I speak, that's why I have her name down, everything down, and in the two. They are the one who do everything. Only one thing, if I don't pay, the website just go down, because last time I remember it went down for some reason when it come to permit out as well. It was not online at all. Then they call me, then I make the payment, then like less than same day or less than 24 hours, they put it up, everything was fine. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, then I'll wait for this department to get back to me, Wendell. And if you don't hear from me, you'll know that everything went fine, that you don't have to do anything else. I'll only call you and leave a message if they confirm and say, oh, yes, it was a client domain and he has to call, you know, this company or that company. But I'm thinking based on the notes that that step's not going to be needed. But I just want to confirm with that department just in case. Okay.
All right, no problem. Oh, if you have it, you can send me the name of the you can send me the name of the company too. Is that okay?
You got it. Yeah, I'll send you an email then if they say that you have to contact someone else, but I don't think you have to, but I will, if you see that email, then please, you know, attend to it, okay?
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome, Wendell. Have a good rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.